Tell me now, how can those who are fortunate enough to not need help with food, how can they best help CARES?
Well, that's right now, the best way is financially, as much as I don't always like to just focus on money, but it is taking that to make everything go here. So that is a big help to us. Financial donations right now is our easiest way to then go right back out and purchase everything that we need to keep similar type products on the in our bags and be able to keep handing out information to our guests. So that's the number one thing right now. The other thing is, if people have connections to other agencies or businesses that may be able to supply, like Sysco Foods coming on and giving us food. We have another group that's helping us with produce. You know, we're looking for maybe a supplier that handles milk or handles eggs, or, you know, or someone who handles different types of meats and poultries and those kind of items that we could be able to get from them to help feed our families, and not just for today, but for long term. Because we've got some other things in the works right now that are going to help to bridge that gap when it comes to hunger and where we need to help feed families.
Okay. And I understand that you're actually not taking donations of food right now. That's correct?
Well, we are. If someone stops here and wants to give us food, what we've put out lately is that there is no way that we want anyone to be out there going door to door collecting food. We heard over the weekend some very nice young people were trying to do a food drive to bring food here, and we absolutely don't want to put anyone in harm's way. We don't want people out there going door to door right now. Okay. And the best analogy to that, Joni, is typically the mail drivers, you know, the United States Postal Service does their big, huge food drive the first part of May. And Emory and all the folks over at the Farmington Hills Post Office are not doing that this year because of the same thing. They don't want people just leaving it. We don't really know where that food has come from. So the best is, if they want to stop by and drop off food, absolutely. But truly, we don't want food drives. But Dolores can share with you, too, a little bit.
And may I just put out there, if you would like to share your toilet paper stash, we would be so appreciative of that.
The Corona 19 toilet paper pandemic.
People are starting to share now, and we're very appreciative of that. So keep that in mind when you're wondering why you don't have enough space and you're doing a clean out. We will take your toilet paper. And
yeah,
we desperately need baby diapers, large size.
Okay.
So that's where, you know, last night I was doing research on Procter & Gamble, and could we partner with them to get, you know, product in our store for those folks who've been, you know, out there just beating the pavement lately to try to find partners that we could partner with to help us to, you know, supply what we need. We buy, and the reason why the financial piece is, you know, that Gleaners is our food bank that we buy a lot of our product from. And thank God we have them. But also, we have to spend the dollars that we raise every single month to buy the food from them. So they're our wholesaler in a sense, that we purchase from to be able to put similar type food on our shelf. You know, and that cost is running us on typical month around $4,000. Lately, it's costing us more. But because we were so worried about resources and did we have the money to buy, and even knowing that sometimes it's hard to get the product we need, that's why we've been working so hard to find partners that we could purchase it from and do that piece. And, you know, we've got some other great things in the works. We might as well just put it out there, and you'll be the first to get this. As of April 1st, and we have been working on this for probably a year, really got tuned into it back in late 19, and we had made application and gone through all of the logistical things. But we, on April 1st, were given our Michigan agricultural permit to open and have our bridge store here at CARES.
Oh, great. And,
yeah, so that has been a, you know, a dream of Dolores's. It's been a vision of hers. It just takes us from that vision that we've had since the day we bought this place to have a grocery store. It takes us to the next, which we think, and from what we're hearing and our research pretty diligently, we think we'd be the first free pantry to have a standalone SNAP store, which is a bridge card holder store, inside of its pantry. So we're taking a space that's dedicated here in our largest building, and we are turning that 45 by 30 foot area into what will be a grocery store, and the only thing sold in there will be bridge store products and things that people can buy that they would buy with their bridge card. Part of the reason we're kicking into gear so quickly on this, because there's a lot of things happening, but on April 7th, the governor put out there that with this pandemic and with the need of children needing food and healthy food, not just lunch and breakfast, that the schools and the districts are supplying, but real food that moms and dads can make for their kids and dinners, and the cost has gone up. So the governor issued a, increase in the bridge cards across Michigan. Families with kids school age will be getting the opportunity to ask for a bridge card. If you're a holder of reduced in school free lunch, you can apply for that. I just read this morning that they're adding dollars to current bridge card holders. So we're hoping that our guests that come to CARES to begin with can also come into the store here, that we can open up quickly, we hope, to do their shopping with their bridge card. The key to that is we'll be able to buy all the food there, sell it, and because we are a nonprofit 501c3, our plan is to take all of the proceeds that are made from our bridge store, put them back into the free pantry, so that we can even buy better and healthier stuff for our guests who come in. So it's a win-win all the way around. I'm pretty sure that when we're saying that we could be the first pantry of this kind, I think I'm right. I'll say this too, if there's anybody out there that has been doing this and knows how to run a standalone bridge store pantry, I know Dolores and I both would be happy to talk to him, be able to borrow and steal some of the.
Yeah, and that's our end goal, to share that with others and hopefully have it spread and have everybody doing it before too long, so that we can support people who need food. This is the richest country in America. There isn't any reason why people shouldn't have enough food.
You know, and that just helps us all the way around, Joni. It helps us to be able to feed more families. It gives us a revenue source to put more food on our free pantry. And, you know, we have some ways that we think we can save people if they're using the bridge card. And with the right partnerships, we can put good, healthy food on our shelves, in our coolers, in our freezers, on our produce stands, so that families can get more and be able to feed their families better. And we're not going into this blind. Dolores comes with a lot of experience. We've been doing a ton of research on this. And Doug Bush and his expertise in the grocery business has been giving us thoughts and ideas and looking and finding us partners that can help us to make sure we get the best prices on the best food that we can. So we don't know exactly when that store will open, but we are committed to making that happen as quickly as possible.
Okay. All right. Any final thoughts? Any reflections on what you've experienced over the last couple of weeks, the last month now, really?
Wow. Wow. It seems like a dream, but I know that it isn't. And it's happening, and it's just been my favorite part of this is the way people are just so good and so helpful, and they want to help others and do what they can to help, and everybody is just coming together as a community, which is amazing to see and amazing to be a part of, even though it's a really sad time right now. So that's pretty impressive.
You know, I'll just follow up. She couldn't have said it better, but, you know, I reflected back into 9/11 when, for a period of time right after that, this world had never seen anything like it. And people were standing on their front porches, talking to neighbors. People were helping each other left and right, I mean. And that's what we're seeing right now. You know, you've got the frontline workers who, doctors, nurses, those people who should have and always have been what we should reflect to are the most important people in our country, are getting all the credit they deserve too. But I have been sharing with people, no way do we take any of that away from anyone. But truly, the staff here cares, the volunteers here cares, others who are running pantries and who are doing food distributions are really putting themselves out there. They're coming to work every day. They're doing much harder work. I know that we work hard here, but this last month, this staff has worked so hard. Volunteers are working harder. The back end of what we're doing is much tougher than the final distribution. The hard part is getting prepared to do the distribution. But, you know, Dolores is absolutely right. The beauty of this has been people coming out of the woodwork to support and help, people understanding that, you know, the humanistic side of what we need to do is the most important piece. And then hearing and watching and hearing the stories about how people are just so grateful, it reminds us all that really what is most important in this world is how we treat each other, how we respect each other, how we care for each other, because we can have all the other things. You can have the best of everything. You can have more money than you know what to do with. But right now, we're all in the same boat. People who are making millions and billions and people who are making nothing are all staying at home. They're all reflecting on what they can do to make life a little bit better. Probably all worried about how life is going to be different. What's going to be norm? None of us know what even norm is going to be. And, but we know one thing, that, this education process has taught us that caring about each other is the best, that I've ever seen in my lifetime. The generosity, the caring, is almost indescribable. And Dolores started out with, wow, wow, wow. And I can't even say enough wows to what we have experienced the last 30 days through this.
Yeah, it's almost too much to verbalize. There's been so many things. You know, like the lady who spent her last $7 that she had, one of the guests that we served, to bring us masks that she bought. You know, it's just touching thing after touching thing.
My hope is that the lessons that we learn through this will be lessons that we don't forget. And to those that have, you know, God bless you. To those that need, we hope to bless you too. And that's how the world should work, because we really have faced this together. No one's been immune from it. This disease has attacked anyone it needs to. We'll just keep them healthy. We're going to keep working as hard as we can here at CARES. We hope to expand what we can do. And when the new norm hits, we hope that our free pantry is there for everyone who needs it. We hope our Bush's CARES Market and our Bridge Store pantry is going strong and people are using it. And we're able to help even more people than we helped before this and in the years to come. So thanks, Joni. I hope you're doing well. I hope that you're seeing the same thing we are, just the generosity and the care for people.
Absolutely. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't see something on social media or somebody doesn't email me something that is so amazingly generous and such a tribute to the goodness that I've always known is in Farmington and Farmington Hills. I think, you know, we've all seen it over the years where people have stepped up. And it's just really heartwarming in all these, a real light in all these kind of dark times. So thank you for being part of that light.
Thank you for your paper. I start my day off with it every day. It's always so uplifting, and it gets me going in a great mood. So we appreciate you and the work that you do.
Yeah, it's always fun to read
you.
Your article at 5:45 in the morning.
I do it. It never disappoints.
We have a little bit of Joni before we even have her coffee in the morning. So how do you like
there
that?
There you
one?
Go. There you go.
Yeah.
I'm with
and
you from
say,
the start of the day.
If you're listening to this and you don't get the voice, please go online, put the voice on your phone, get the app, get whatever it needs, get this sent to your phone, because you will know what's going on in Farmington and Farmington Hills. And Joni, you said it well, this is a great community, and that's why we feel that we can do things that pantries haven't done before, because of the people who are supporting it, the people who are around us, and because God, did we get the most gorgeous 10.5 acres you could ever want to have to do the kind of work that we want to do. So join us. Come on board with us. Read about us on The Voice. And let's remember the lessons we learned. And please, everybody, help each other get through what is the toughest times we've ever seen.